Speaking Freedom presents Speaking Freedom Radio.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
It's the love gang here, and you're in luck. If you've been hurt, then we'll fix you up. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Casey really knows her stuff.
Providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We thank you and we look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. It's not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. May contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Welcome to Speaking Freedom, healing hearts around the world. Please check your baggage and come right along this way.
Oh, you better come prepared. You scared, call the ramp.
I think that we should see a therapist.
Honey, black people don't go to therapy.
In regular therapy, there are limitations and things that you have to maintain in order to get your client to the desired outcome and destiny. However, with life coaching, especially with life enhancement coaching, we use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, 'cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, with my Casey.
Hey everybody, this is Casey, and you just tuned in to Speaking Freedom Radio. I am your life enhancement coaching specialist, and as your life enhancement coaching specialist, what I do is I help you to advance and enhance your life as you deem needed and necessary by the way that you apply the information that I give you, tell you, and the advice that stems from my educational background, my life experience, and recent studies developing a new area of psychology called spiritual human behavior, which really just is a way to dissect and discover the areas of growth that's needed in order for your behavior to express your spiritual level of maturity. Now, today, in the 15 minutes of motivation, we are going to discuss starting where you are. Oh my God, this is so important and so vital, because in the world that we live in today, where there is a lot of instant gratification and overnight, quote unquote, overnight success stories, we see a lot of people that are hesitant to get started. Nobody wants to seem like they're starting out from the bottom. A lot of people want to start at a height that they have to work to reach. And some people don't want to work to reach the level or the height that the potential has available for them. So they don't start. They end up making excuses. They never plan anything. They just lollygag around, for lack of better terms, until they either are extremely stagnant or extremely discouraged by those that have started, that started where they were and have excelled in a great way. Now, this is the thing. Starting where you are means that tomorrow you have a full website, a full business plan and you have everything that you need and you're going to start. Some people think that that is also planning, but in all honesty, starting where you are means that today I'm going to get up. I'm going to figure out what it is I want to do, why I want to do it. Once I figured that out, then I'm going to figure out what I want to accomplish with what it is that I want to do and how I plan to accomplish that. This is called kind of planning. Now, it may not be a full 10-page business plan. However, it is exactly what you need in order to get you to where you desire to be. So starting where you are means that you take out a piece of paper and a pen and you write down your plans. It means that you figure out and do research about what it is that you're interested in. If you're interested in film and movies, then go study films and movies. If you're interested in writing scripts, but you cannot afford the products that are available to help you with formatting scripts. You don't wait to get the formatting program to start researching scripts. There are various examples of scripts and data available online that can show you by just Googling sample, Googling mock scripts, so that you can see what the format is, so that at least you're getting the ideal of what you need to do. If you're thinking about going back to school, research schools. Don't just go to the neighborhood school or the school that's right around the corner. Figure out what school is the best, what school is going to help you finance your education, what school has resources outside of financing, what schools actually offer not just the program you want, but look at the details in the program that you're considering entering. Because guess what? You can sign up for a program that seems like it got everything that you need, but if you sign up and then you get into the classes and the classes are nothing like you expected, then guess what? That's a lack of research and studying on your part to make sure that you're getting exactly what you need. When I went to college, I went to a few. One of the colleges, one of my favorite colleges, were the colleges that had interactive studies. And interactive studies were where you could go online and listen to a lecture, or you can go in the classroom and communicate with the instructor and listen to a lecture. But my favorite ones were the ones where the classroom were held online, where there was a live video webcast of what was being taught so that you could follow along and be in your own home and do everything that you needed to do. Everybody doesn't learn like me, though. Everybody doesn't execute the way I execute. Everybody doesn't finish and start the way that I finish and start. But today, I'm trying to help you learn, get some ideals, get some hints, or start whatever it is that you believe that you're called to do. What is your vision? What do you see yourself doing? What do you believe that you are called to do? What do you do naturally that you can't avoid doing even if you try because it naturally comes out? And then progress from there. Figure out what is important to you. Why is that important to you? And then develop how to use what's important to you to help build other people. The thing with Speaking Freedom that sets us apart from a lot of other businesses, companies, and or mentors, life coaching businesses, is that we don't hold back. We will help you regardless of if you can afford to be helped. And a lot of people, even a God-based, church-based, Christ-based businesses, will not help you if you can't fund whatever it is that you're trying to do. And that's why a lot of people can't start because they believe they can't start because they don't have this amount of money, they don't have this. Now, there are places that can help you get started with whatever type of business that you are trying to start, that can help you find grants, that can help you find other type of funding. But again, you have to begin to look into what you want to do so that you can see who can help you. And then start where you are. Starting where you are is research, studying, inquiring, asking questions, seeing what you don't like, seeing what you won't do, seeing what's not for you so that you can get closer to what you're into. Now, if you are starting a business, don't wait for somebody else's approval to tell you that that's a good business idea. Test the waters. See what works and what doesn't work. Starting where you are is learning your market. Where do you feel like you can help solve a problem with what you have to offer? And who do you believe that you can help with facilitating that particular thing? It's nothing wrong with not knowing where to start. It's nothing wrong with being afraid. But don't let fear cripple you. Allow fear to be your standing ground in which you find out more information, seek help when needed, and you just start. Allow fear to be the one thing that motivates you to just do it. You cannot always think about what it is and the things that'll go wrong, because if you're waiting on a perfect moment, it'll never come. I don't care how much finances that you have available to you. There is always something that can deter and throw you off of your game. The goal is to find your goal, find your reason why, and make that be your launching pad for whatever it is you want to do. It doesn't have to be a business. It doesn't have to be school. If you want to start a family, guess what? You are never going to be totally prepared to have children. I don't care how much of an investment you have. I don't care how much built-up money you have. Having a child is a joint venture with another person. And you may think that you're ready, but when that child comes, you may find out that you really weren't ready. That doesn't mean don't have a child. It means help your situation and your circumstances as you move along in it. So you may have to walk in faith. And walking in faith is taking the first step, not knowing how the next step or the next thing will play out, but allowing your first step to lead you into your next step. And then every step you take from there, it'll be like a moving maze. Like if you ever seen the movie 13 Ghosts, and every time the dial moved, the house changed orientation. It changed the way that it was made. It opened up a new door. That's how faith is. Now, I don't want you to be on the scary end of 13 Ghosts, but I need you to understand and get a picture of how faith works. Faith works is as you take a step, the next door, the next step opens. So if you're looking for a website to create, starting a business and you need a website, go to a free website hosting place like Wix, or there are other. I use Wix. And then guess what? On there, you can create a whole website for free. Now, you may have to invest to use e-commerce or some other features within that, but you can start the introduction to your business by starting a website for free. Guess what? If you want to do a radio show, you got some radio shows like this that you can start out for free. Now, you may have to invest into that in order to get more from it. But there are a lot of ways that you can start whatever you want to do for free. If you want to get married, if you want to propose, well, first, I'm going to need you not to propose to someone that only will accept because of the size of the ring, because that's already a problem. But don't allow that to stop you from making the effort to say that you want to be in a committed relationship. Don't allow anything to stop you from making the effort to say, yes, I do. Yes, I am moving forward. Say yes to yourself. You say yes to a lot of other people. You say yes to a lot of things that may not connect you to your dreams. Say yes to the one thing that will connect you to your dreams, and that's you. Say yes to yourself. Say yes to moving forward. You can start with planning. It doesn't mean you need to have an elaborate plan. Just start writing down your ideals. Start figuring out how you can make happen what you desire to make happen, and then go from there. Don't wait. It doesn't matter what it is that you're doing, unless it's something that you really need to wait or test the waters on. But Don't wait to test the waters. Don't wait to start. Don't wait to try. Don't wait to put forth some effort. Because the more you wait, the more lackadaisical you become, the more stagnant you become. And then the more you wait, the less confident you become within yourself, the less confidence you'll find with people that might want to partner with you, that might want to join in with you. But because of your delay, they think that it can't work. But the more that you're consistent and persistent and committed and you keep going and you're always putting forth effort, that's when you'll become successful. It starts with you. You are your biggest cheerleader. You are your number one component. You are the CEO of your life. You have everything that you need to get you to where you want to be. But first, you got to realize what you want, why you want, and figure out a route to get you there. Of course, before we go, I need to make sure that you know it is good to have goals, goals that are result-based. The goals will help you keep focused on whatever it is that you're trying to do. The results and how you knock down those goals will be the results coming in. Your results will keep you motivated. Some results take longer than other results. Write your goal list, get you a vision board, and then run with the vision. Don't let nobody discourage you. Don't let nobody stop you. And you do it the way that you want to do it, because guess what? You are the only person that's responsible for your results. Everybody else will have something to say. Believe me, I know. I've had people tell me to hush, don't do this, don't say that, da, da, da. And none of that would have gotten me to the place that I am if I would have allowed someone else to discourage or stifle my growth. So what I'm telling you is be bold, be beautiful, embrace who you are, and let's get it started.
We are kings, we are gods, but how you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're going to save some lives, and it's our time. We haven't church in a while. Like God's doctor in these streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping, disloyalty, get you to me missing. If you was looking and needed to know, I am the boss and the top general. Favorite position, I say CEO. Ha, 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 ha. If you didn't know.
What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
Question advised. We look forward to working with you and assisting with all of your life enhancement goals. Thank you for trusting Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and love you.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom. Giving you the answer to be free. Be free. Be free. Because we're speaking freedom. And we're live online.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we love the world.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
This has been a Speaking Freedom production.